Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Sweaty Startup by Nick Huber presents a grounded alternative to the hype-heavy world of entrepreneurship. Instead of chasing venture capital, flashy apps, or overnight success stories, the book centers on building wealth through everyday businesses that solve real problems in local markets. Huber draws from the mindset popularized by his Sweaty Startup brand, which celebrates companies built on reliable demand, straightforward operations, and consistent execution. Readers are introduced to the idea that boring can be profitable, especially when you pick an industry with clear customers, simple economics, and opportunities to outwork competitors. The book functions as a practical roadmap, emphasizing action, sales, and operational discipline over abstract theory. It also highlights how small business ownership can create both income and long-term equity without needing to be a technical founder. For aspiring entrepreneurs, career switchers, and side hustlers, it frames a realistic path to independence through proven business models and relentless follow-through. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the core thesis, wealth comes from unsexy, durable businesses. A central theme is the rejection of glamour as a business strategy. The book argues that many of the best opportunities are hidden in plain sight, services people and businesses must keep buying, regardless of trends. Think of industries where demand is consistent, competition is often fragmented, and customer decisions are driven by trust, reliability, and speed rather than brand mystique. In this worldview, the goal is not to impress others with what you do, but to build a machine that consistently generates cash flow and can later be sold or scaled. The value of boring work is that it tends to be operationally straightforward, easier to validate locally, and less vulnerable to platform changes or investor sentiment. The book also links wealth creation to ownership and equity, encouraging readers to focus on building an asset rather than just a job. That means designing the business so it can run with systems and people, not constant founder heroics. The result is a practical reframing. Doing what others overlook can be the fastest path to financial freedom. Secondly, finding and validating a proven idea in your local market. Rather than inventing something new, the book emphasizes selecting a business model with existing demand and then executing better than incumbents. The practical approach starts with observing pain points around you, delayed service, poor communication, inconsistent quality, confusing pricing, and lack of professionalism. These gaps create immediate openings for a new entrant who can deliver a cleaner customer experience. Validation is treated as a real-world process, not a theoretical exercise. That typically means talking to potential customers, testing price sensitivity, and confirming that a repeatable acquisition channel exists, such as local search, referrals, commercial contracts, or neighborhood visibility. The book encourages focusing on unit economics early, what it costs to fulfill the service, what you can charge, and how frequently customers rebuy. It also pushes readers to look for simplicity, businesses where the first version can be launched quickly and improved through iteration. By favoring proven categories, you reduce product risk and shift your energy to sales, operations, and hiring, which are the true levers of growth in service-based entrepreneurship. Thirdly, sales, marketing, and reputation as the primary unfair advantages. The book treats distribution as the bottleneck for most small businesses. A boring business becomes a great business when customers can find you, trust you, and choose you quickly. That starts with clear positioning, what you do, who you do it for, and why you are dependable. It also includes disciplined marketing fundamentals like showing up where intent is highest, especially in local markets. This often means being visible in search, having simple and direct messaging, responding fast to inquiries, and making it easy for a customer to say yes. Another emphasis is on reliability as marketing. In service businesses, many competitors win jobs and then lose customers through missed appointments, poor communication, or inconsistent delivery. The book frames operational excellence and responsiveness as growth tools because they convert first-time buyers into repeat customers and referrals. Building a reputation, especially early, is portrayed as a compounding asset. Each satisfied customer can lower future acquisition costs and increase pricing power. Over time, a brand rooted in trust becomes more defensible than a brand built on novelty. Fourthly, operations and systems, turning hustle into a scalable company, the Sweaty Startup perspective recognizes that early stages can be hands-on, but it pushes readers to evolve from doing everything themselves to building repeatable processes. Operations become the engine, scheduling, job quality, customer communication, invoicing, and issue resolution. The book encourages documenting how work is done so the business is not dependent on the founder. This includes checklists, service standards, and simple metrics that reveal performance problems quickly. A major idea is that consistency beats intensity. If you can deliver the same level of service across jobs and teams, you can expand capacity with less chaos. Hiring and training are also central because labor is often the constraint in service categories. The book's practical tone supports the notion that good management is a profit center. Better systems reduce rework, improve customer satisfaction, and protect margins. When operations are stable, the owner can focus on higher leverage tasks such as partnerships, commercial accounts, pricing, and expansion. Ultimately, the company becomes both more profitable and more sellable when it runs on systems rather than founder effort. Lastly, financial discipline, pricing, margins, and building real equity. The book highlights that many small businesses fail not because demand is missing, but because the owner does not understand the numbers well enough to make strong decisions. Pricing is presented as strategic rather than emotional. If you undercharge, you attract difficult customers, starve operations, and cannot hire quality help. If you price correctly, you can invest in speed, reliability, and customer experience, which then reinforces your competitive advantage. The book encourages a focus on margins, cash flow timing, and the difference between revenue and profit. It also reinforces the long game, building a business that creates ongoing cash flow while also increasing in value as an asset. That means tracking performance, making incremental improvements, and reinvesting in the most effective growth levers. Financial discipline also supports optionality. A profitable, systemized business can be held for income, expanded into new territories, or sold. Compared to speculative business models, this approach is positioned as a steadier route to wealth, clear economics, tangible operations, and an asset that can outlast the founder's daily involvement. In conclusion, this book is best suited for aspiring entrepreneurs who want a realistic path to ownership, side hustlers looking for a dependable business model, and professionals who feel stuck in careers that do not build equity. It will also resonate with readers who are tired of startup culture that overemphasizes fundraising, virality, and disruptive tech at the expense of profitability. The main benefit is mindset and execution clarity. It pushes you toward businesses with proven demand and teaches you to focus on what actually creates wealth in small business: sales, operational reliability, disciplined pricing, and systems that allow the company to grow beyond you. In everyday life, that translates into more control over your schedule, more predictable income, and the possibility of long-term financial independence through an asset you own. Compared to similar entrepreneurship books that lean on inspirational stories or abstract frameworks, this one stands out for its practical, unglamorous realism. The emphasis on boring industries and repeatable fundamentals makes it easier to take action immediately, validate ideas quickly, and build a company that can thrive without perfect timing or special connections. If you would like to support Nick Huber, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.